It's such a weird, what is in, it's a big ass pot. It's not.
What the fuck was she making?
It looks like she would have been, it's, you would make like soup in this pot.
A stock pot full of like, but the soup must have burned down enough that it started the fire.
That are coming up over the
over the pot.
Isn't there a lid on it?
If there is, maybe it like overflowed enough to like, but it wouldn't it?
Are you like just cooking oil?
I guess cooking an oily ass fucking cauldron of soup. Whatever it takes, whatever it takes. Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of season four of Your Mom's Podcast, the only podcast worth walking out on a date with one of Degrassi's coolest girls. I'm Avis.
I'm Caroline.
And today we are discussing Degrassi season four, episode five, Anywhere I Lay My Head. Roses are red. Mama Nash is burning it down. And Spinner gets flirty when Paige isn't around. Ellie's dad is still in Kabul. Ellie's mom is still parked on the couch with plastic bottle.
And Ellie cannot deal. I don't read these guys. You know that.
It's beautiful.
Sean asks her to move in, but Ellie is hesitant until her mom sets the kitchen on fire. Over in the B plot, Downtown Sasquatch plus Ashley have a gig at the Spirit Squad car wash. Their performance is abysmal, but it's nothing compared to Spinner's performance as a boyfriend.
Preach.
All right.
that fucking scum bucket, bitch. Spinner.
Yeah, no, Spinner's great for this episode. Oh, that's right. I guess we start with the B plot, don't we? I was ready to jump right into Ellie.
Ready to get the claws out. The claws and the paws out. I mean, yeah, that's what we usually do, but if people feel like...
No, let's B-plot it.
This B-plot is so, is super inconsequential, because obviously we get a couple things, but I very much feel like, damn, why is Manny so attracted to guys that literally ignore her until she's, like, half-dressed?
I didn't feel like Manny was trying to get with Spinner at the beginning. I feel like, you know, Manny was like, oh, I have this thing that I'm now suddenly in charge of because Paige is sick. I need to do amazing because it's Paige.
No, I think that's why she wasn't like deterred when he ignored her. Because she's like, hey, Spinner. And he does not to answer her, and she's like, well, hi, how are you? Know, hi, bitch. Like,
yeah.
And like, she's just like, hey, I really need you to do this. Like, she doesn't have any like emotional skin in the game. Like, if she was super, and I know she can be bold, but like, I think she's been knocked down a couple pegs at this point, and she's not putting herself out there in a way that's emotional. So she's really just like, I need a favor, dude. Like, please, 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 will you help me? Like, I'm begging, I'm really begging. But like, she doesn't give a fuck about him at that point. Like, it really is.
No,
about...
she just knows she can't ask Craig, and that it would be good for them to have music for this car wash. I have a lot of feelings about this car wash.
Okay, fair. Go ahead.
If we can jump to the car wash,
we can certainly jump. That's like the
First of all, I would be so annoyed if I paid to get my car washed and what I got was just a bunch of scantily clad teenagers spraying each other with hoses and throwing soap at each other adjacent to my car. And also that weird shot of men just sitting eating snow cones watching this like porno opener car wash.
There was a guy in his car, and I could have sworn his window was down. as he was sitting there in the driver's seat, parked, eating a snow cone, watching the one of the girls get sprayed by the hose, and one of the guys spray the hose. After he sprays the girl, he like kind of looks like he sprays directly in the car because mm-hmm. the window's down. I'm just like, there's just so many logistical problems. Why are they serving snow cones to the people? And I mean, like, why aren't they telling people, roll up your windows, get out of your vehicles? Oh, maybe because there's like,
well, I mean, they are run by a group of middle-aged men sitting together eating their snow cones, watching these teens like on like picnic tables and shit.
There's just that one guy chilling in his car. Like, I want to sit in the car.
I don't want whatever like teen sexy romp is happening if I'm paying for a car wash, but I like the snow cone. The snow cone. Like, I'm cool with this. Okay. I'm gonna,
it's the teen sexy go over romp.
There. This is weird. I don't want to, like, how long is it taking them to wash a car? And they've got so many kids on each car.
They do. They're like, we have four cars, and every one of these guys came, like squad deep in the vehicle.
More people standing around the cars.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've got a lot of hoses.
They've got a lot of soapy water.
They're spraying. There's more water on the children than on the cars. Oh, sorry. In the cars and on the children than on the exterior of the car and like washing the vehicle.
It's a horrible car wash.
It's a waste of resources. I'm sure they do not have the water table to support this kind of drain.
And it also, I want to, like, this is kind of, we'd learn this at the end, but it's inconsequential to the ending. Mm-hmm. They raised $800.
How the fuck did they do that?
Right? How much are they, they've got to be charging because, okay. And they're turning customers away.
Or
they're turning one customer away. They're
turning one customer in particular away. Yeah, that is one of the things that we get out of this B-plot that I'm like, oh, obviously they need. And I mean, I think that that's one of the things that makes it start to, like, the storytelling in this season so good, at least, you know, leading up to the plot we all know is coming, is because they are trying to, like, pepper in, you know, things are still happening in the background, even if it's not the focus.
Right.
So we get the one scene with Jimmy like foreshadowing his own shooting.
Except Jimmy holds it like a badass who is like so ready to kick your ass.
Yeah,
and
whereas
Rick is like a little bitch who
can't even support the thing because it's
eyes
heavy.
Open.
And yeah, he's shaking, his hand is shaking. Yeah, it definitely is not the same gun stance or confidence, but he's Rick is chased away from the car wash and then his car is sprayed with water
and they still make $800.
They
would have given them $500 to wash his car because he still had that because Alex ripped that check up.
She sure did. Alex, can I have the check, please?
Fuck you, Emma.
Yeah, I just feel so very, like, the B-plot is only annoying because, of course, they have to have Paige be knocked down like a peg socially. Manny's status is rising. But I also think the fact that Spinner's being a dick right now is rising and he's feeling emboldened to kind of treat Paige any kind of way. And like, right. Justified. Like, he feels
And it's frustrating, too, right? Because we've seen them, you know, for so long at this point, dealing with her rape. Mm-hmm. It's not at the forefront, really. But, like, it's still ever present, you know? It's a factor in their relationship.
Yeah.
And we've seen him at times be really great and supportive.
Yeah. And like, I think
and then
that
as soon as like she makes it through and she gets her trial and it sucks, but then she gets her like crash into his car closure. Mm-hmm. And now she's okay in a way that she hasn't been for a long time. And suddenly Spinner's like, I'm going to be the giantest asshole on the planet.
Literally, I'm going to be the fucking worst.
The literal worst.
And it sucks because, like, that's why it's such a disappointment, because we know that he can do better. We know that he has it in him to be better. And the fact that he is choosing to show his asshole to Paige at a time when she's vulnerable because she is in debt to you.
Right.
And she did fuck up. But you know what? Like, to take advantage of the situation as he has taken advantage of the situation is very, very annoying. And it's gross. And it's like, mm-hmm. you know what right. the fuck she was going through and what she is still going through. And to exploit that so that you can feel like you are on the moral high ground because you're not the one who, not even the moral high
yeah,
ground,
it's but not moral you're
not,
high ground.
You're not the one who ran a car into, he's you're not got, the one who just destroyed.
He's got the power in the power. Relationship.
Right. You got the power. You got the upper hand.
And I think it's this very, like, Paige has had the power in their relationship, and there's, like, Paige will wield power, but Paige is just kind of a person who is naturally commanding yeah. of that power, you know?
Right. She's not malicious.
She's not malicious. It's like, just, it is the default. She's got to go get her personality, mm-hmm. and Spinner does not. And yeah. so now he's got the power. And for him, it's like, oh, well, there was all this shit that I hated, and now I can make Paige hate shit. Whereas, like, Paige is just like, I like things a certain way. There's probably a fucking reason for it because I'm smarter than you.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, their relationship makes sense in their former dynamic because it is Paige, like, having the power dynamic work before.
And it's not even like a control thing. It's a, like, in a relationship, like, there's usually the partner who takes charge. And, mm-hmm. you know, ideally that kind of depends on the situation.
Right.
But, like, you have that dynamic. Sometimes mm-hmm. I need to be in charge. And it's not because I want to be in charge. It's because I know how to navigate us through this thing.
Right. It's like, I am the partner best equipped to do this thing.
Whereas Spinner's like, ooh, now I get to be in charge and I'm going to make you mad.
Yeah. And, like, that's just, it's immature. He's clearly not considering anybody but what anybody but himself right now, which is, it's a thing he's doing right now. Like, he's a 16-year-old boy, whatever, like. But also, you're irking.
Right.
You're getting the fuck on my nerves. Because he didn't exactly, like, you know, I feel like if I saw my significant other doing that without a reasonable conversation about it, like, we need to talk about that, dude. Like, what's going on? Let's have a conversation.
Right.
And I feel like that's perfectly acceptable in terms of, like, my relationship. I'm not gonna be like, oh, fuck you, we're not doing this anymore, like, I'm breaking up with you. Like, it would be a conversation, but we need to have that conversation. It needs to be something that I can know, not something that you're omitting from me. Right. And not like I said, see it, but, you know, if I find out about, like, or even if I, it's just like something occurred and I wasn't there, and you as my partner should feel like I at least owe a conversation, like, about right. what happened. And Spinner is just gonna continue to kind of, like, do whatever he wants and tell Paige when he decides Paige needs to know something.
Yeah, no, it's not great. And it's, Spinner's the most frustrating character. He's one of the best characters.
Mm-hmm. We know he can do better.
We know he can do better. And, like, in a way that, like, does Craig do way more disappointing shit? Maybe not way more, but, like, Plenty of Craig is disappointing, except that we've never really seen a lot of growth from Craig.
Right. Craig just kind of, he becomes a sort of like caricature of a villain at a certain point. Mm-hmm. Like he's very much like not nuanced after a time. Like they decide like he is just the guy who wrote Thong Girl, Wrong Girl. Like he is not.
Right. He's going to cheat on you.
He's going to cheat on you. He's going to lie to you. He is not a good
Sometimes
guy.
Sometimes there will be cocaine involved.
There, yeah. Super bummer. It feels like we just, like, he is stagnated at a point and he just does not get any more character development, whereas we are given ample character development from Spinner. He is one of the longest running, like, developed characters on the show.
Right.
But I mean, to be fair, the show doesn't, with the exception of like Shantae, tend to keep around characters that they don't develop.
Oh, Shantae.
We'll get to you, boo. But we do meet Darcy, though. We meet Darcy in this episode, in this B-plot. Because
they have a cute exchange.
They do. I like their exchange. It's showing us that Darcy is sassy. She's a sassy girl. She says, my name is not New Girl, it's Darcy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, and he's like, okay, Darcy. And he's like a little smank kitten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got a little flirty thing going on. And she's cute, you know? I love Darcy until they really start developing Darcy. Then I'm like, no thank you.
Yeah.
But she's so cute. Shanae Grimes is adorable. And Shanae I love Grimes the red hair. The red hair is like, I love that they have, because it's like they need to have someone who is going to style this red hair appropriately, because it's not Ellie right now.
Right.
Ellie
we'll get
Boo
there.
It's not using a comb.
We'll get
so
there.
We're getting there.
Shampoo.
Yeah, it feels like it's such a good, like, okay, now we know we're getting into, like, Darcy has so many storylines through Darcy. We get Claire, like, and then we get, it's just,
hello,
the Darcy.
911?
I love it, though.
Claire Bear.
Claire Bear.
I don't hate Claire.
I don't hate Claire either. We'll talk about it. I really think there's so much, you know, we can talk about.
There's plenty to
criticize. We'll get there, but they're, I call them, and I think we've all called them, like, the Emma archetype.
Yeah.
That they start to twist and churn and convolute and bastardize until they get like several iterations of this chick. And I mean, the first one is obviously Claire. But she's just like goes the fuck through it, so she's her own person by the end of the shit. Like, she is complete, but like, she is Emma Light for a long time.
She is Emma Light, and then I feel like they give her more development than they ever give Emma.
They do. They throw so much at the fucking chick. Like, they're like, here, flapjacks, just like patties at the wall, throw it at her. It's so bad.
Would you like a dead baby?
Here's a dead baby. You just had cancer, didn't you, bitch?
You were gonna name it Adam after your dead friend.
Fuck. Oh, parents divorced and left you alone in a house to visit you again.
With your ex-boyfriend's stepbrother.
With your ex-boyfriend.
Join a weep.
Join a fuck. She really did join a weep.
She really did. And I know that Eli, like, kept her from seeing Cam.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still a trauma.
That was a trauma. You were, like, max 50 feet from a dead body.
Anyway,
yeah.
We are so far from there.
We are. I was going to say, you know the
but
one
Darcy's
that annoys
here.
Me is Maya. It's Maya, not...
We'll get there.
But through all of these folks, we cannot get all of these folks without lovely Darcy here. And she is doing... She is on the... You know, she's the new girl, and she is washing a car.
She's a little freshman, and she's washing a car.
And she's washing... At the car wash, looking at the... I said washing at the car wash, yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I think until just now you were, like, enough off melody that we couldn't get copyright.
It was like, it was like that music that they play when they can't, like, if there was that song in the show, but it got copywritten for, like, streaming, so they play, like, the closest version they can play without getting stricken. Yeah, bad. But so, I mean, the car wash is clearly terrible. Downtown Sasquatch was, so, I mean, obviously, yeah, Manny is like, can you help me out? Spinner swindles the band into.
Spinner is crafty with that swindling.
He is, because, like, he expects to have to fight for it. So he's like, I need to make them think that this is good for the band.
Right.
And like, how we're never going to get better just practicing all the time. Is this stupid?
It's not. Okay.
I get what he's saying, but the sentence is dumb. But if you think about it, he's right. It's like what Ashley's saying. He knows that it kind of sounds dumb, but Ashley agrees with him because the sentiment of it is correct. Like, we need to challenge ourselves and get out of the garage and
actually go do a bad show, get a feel for it, because you're gonna have bad shows either way.
Yeah, like, get out of, like, even like bands have to take their setup different places and hook up their setup and stuff. Like, I'm sure the setup outside Degrassi is different than in the fucking garage. Like, you got to work with going on the road and, like, having to deal with different conditions and different crowds and different sound stuff. Like, from what Chris says, it's rather stressful for people to hear you and stuff. Well, speaking of Chris,
He was supposed to be here today, you guys, and then he had some kind of family emergency because he's a family man with
a family. He's a family man, and we love that.
I mean, and his restaurant basement just flooded.
Right, right. I was so impressed that there was, like, no wavering in him, because there's, like, you know, the flood.
Well, he told me last night, he was like, I almost messaged you, like, 4 times to ask if we could postpone, and I'm like, we can't. I'm sorry. We can't. Well, and I love how he's like, I wanted to, like, you know, I did my notes episode. Now I got to do my, like, go through and pause on stuff episode.
Oh, I love him so much.
I love him so much. He will be back.
He will be back. And, like, it's so good to hear his takes on Ellie's episodes, because he just loves the chaos. He thrives with it. the mood is just different in Ellie episodes. It really is. But I think that it's funny to the how terrible Downtown Sasquatch is, but I think that it's one of the things that I do in life. Like, if I fail, you know, if I do something wrong a couple times, I'm never going to do it that wrong again. I'm you know, it's one step closer to getting it right. Usually, right. trial and error, I think they say. So yeah, it's, they're going to get better. It's just not this performance, but like most live performances, people were
having a good time at the sexy car wash.
Right. Like, they were like, it's probably was really hot hearing that. Like, the tune was interesting. Mm-hmm. I know what they were going for. Like, this sort of, that sort of thing was happening at that time. I'm like, not going to say reggae. Ska. I was thinking ska. Yeah. But it's such a ska, like, a ska whiff.
It's not,
they tried.
It's not quite ska.
They tried.
It's more reggae leaning than, like, it's a thing.
The execution is ska, but the
vibe for a weird
the vibe is reggae.
That car wash is so weird.
It's like a fever dream. It's like even shot a little weird.
Did you ever do, like, a high school car wash?
There was a high school car wash that I could have done, but I was like, this sounds terrible, and it was on a really rainy day, so not like a cloudy day, so it wasn't even, no one was in, like, you know, bathing suits. It they were literally in jeans. No, they were in jean capris that were, like, you had to make your own capris, and you just rolled them up, and our white t-shirts that we made for our class that everybody had signed and stuff. So it was not a sexy affair. No, nobody was trying to get wet because it was not that nice outside and stuff. I saw the pictures. I heard about it. I didn't want to. And I was happy that I stayed my ass at home and probably watched Twilight or some other shit that I didn't need to watch for the 50th time. So, yeah.
Love that for you.
Yeah. Did you I feel like those events that, like, if there was anything happening in the parking lot of my school, my high school, I was like, I'm good on this particular event.
Well, I didn't go, you know.
Right, yeah. Yeah, right.
So, no, I didn't ever have a car wash. I've driven past plenty of car washes. I don't think I've ever stopped at, like, a high school car wash, like, fundraiser. But okay. I've driven past plenty. They never look like that.
No. Like, this reminded me of the car wash scene in Bring It On. Even down to one of the girls has a similar red, like, bandeau top as it's not quite a bandeau. It's, like, just that it's popular style. I think people are wearing ones that look just like that, though. That it's just, like,
a bandeau, but it's got straps,
and it doesn't have that, like, scrunchy part in the middle that Kirsten Dunst is wearing. Like, it's a background character. I mean, that was red. Just a it's style a cute. At the
time. Yeah, it's like a Hawaiian print, right?
Yes, it's
like,
a Hawaiian print. Yes, she walks by the camera a couple times, but I'm like, yeah, this is giving me heavy Bring It On vibes, which is possibly what they were going for. Lovely film, lovely iconic teen movie, and it would make sense to pay Canadian homage. Right. Omelette du fromage. But yeah, anything.
Omelette du fromage. I'm so sorry, listeners. That's all French you can say. That's all you can say.
Gosh, that's all that's... There's so many fucking horrible things in French, but that was, like, such a fun thing to say. I have about a scoop of other French words that I can say.
Pamplemousse. I like pamplemousse.
Ooh, that makes me feel so fancy because that's like my favorite La Croix flavor. It's I feel so fancy when I drink it. What else the fuck happens in this B plot other than those flirting ass bitches?
I mean, that's really it.
Yeah, like, they play a terrible show, Downtown
Paige
Sasquatch.
Paige comes back with a weird scarf choice.
Paige, like, has a really weird, like, the scarf is...
She had the flu, not a cold.
Not mono. I don't think mono would justify that either, we'll though. Get there, like, you've got hickeys, boo. You've got hickeys, boo. Yeah, not good. But I think that, yeah, that's it. We know that Spinner and Manny are both dump trucks. Trash trucks, if you will. Trash people. And they will see their day. But yeah, I think it's time to find a squirt on out of there. I said squirt because I'm thinking of the car wash.
It's such a weird car wash. Why?
It's a weird car wash.
Yeah, I mean, because they need it for the plot.
They do. They do. They needed it. They surely did.
And there's also a degree to which, I don't know. I don't think that Manny even, like, I believe that Manny got caught up in that moment with Spinner. Mm-hmm. And then up until that, there was none of that on Manny's end. It was a very flirty car wash.
It's a cute...
Everybody's flirting, chasing each other with sponges squirting, and holding this. Yeah. And, oh, and you know what we didn't talk about that was cute was when she's like, she comes up, she's like holding her little green snow cone and she's like... thank you so much, and gives him a hug and hits him in the back with a snow cone.
Yeah, with the snow cone.
I love
that. They've got a lot of playful,
Manny's really cute and
playful
fun.
Energy. Yes, she is cute. She can rock a little.
It's nice
baseball
to see
cap.
Manny having fun.
Yeah, she's very playful. Even down to her, like, come, you know, asking Spinner to help. She's very playful and, like, sweet.
That's
and
the
just
thing is, Manny is
her
cute,
girl
and Manny
energy.
Should have just, like, stayed being cute.
She's so
she'd
cute
get
when she's
quality
cute.
Men if she was cute,
I know, right? Who? I mean, there are so many guys that love a sweet, cute girl. Like, I don't think that, and that's totally your choice if that's not what you want to be. But that's where she thrives. It's so clearly her, and it's so clearly, like, where she her you know where she's not right. thinking, that's what she is like.
And you
when
know
she's
what you know when they
herself.
Let when she lets herself be cute again. Jay,
yeah,
Also, I remembered something in this discussion that I want to talk about in the B plot very quickly, which is when Spinner like lets him know that Manny's the one who's asked for this.
Yes.
And Jimmy says his like
Sentos.
And like it's gross such a weird then.
Yo, I'm like this
and
is
it's so much grosser now, even though they are like age appropriate ish at that ish. Point.
But like it has aged like fucking skim milk. This it's shit not is great. Weird. It like that the face that I made, you know the face like the
yeah, no, it's bad. It's
just like, it's, damn, it's, this is not good. Because I just recently sent you a video that I came across on the Instagram of a, it looked like a child's birthday party. And they played the uncut version because I don't think a censored version exists of Not Like Us. I'm pretty sure he was like, you're going to get all these cusses and no other alternatives. But, all these kids knew the lyrics. They did censor themselves, though, which I was proud of. You know, proud. I don't use the term like everybody does, like the internet auntie and stuff. I'm like, that's weird. But I'm a proud viewer of this video and a member of humanity that you censored yourself and Massey. But it was so impressive that these kids were like a minor and started pointing to themselves. And I'm like, this is going to be like the generation, their generation's PSA on like Stranger Danger.
Right.
Like on like pedophilia.
Have you heard that fucking banger that a group of like Irish kids performed? It's like, think you can stop what we do? I doubt it.
Yes. Oh, that's there. That's a bunch of Irish kids.
Yeah.
It's so catchy. People do like coked up, like sped up videos to that song.
It's a banger. It's
like, oh, I've seen a lot of Phineas and Ferb style. Like,
I want to be on like, your side moves. Of
TikTok. I'll send you this lovely lady.
I'll send you a copy.
I'll send you a copy. Bam! Fish went down. Damn. Super bit. I will take every opportunity to quote Scream, y'all. So good.
As you should. I love Scream.
I love Scream too. We'll find a way to cover Scream. Because we've already got, we've already said it. We said it in pre-show. We can do what we want. This is our lives.
I mean, we're going to be together for several days and we could do like some live streams, like parties.
Yeah, Oh, that would be so fun. I feel like people have expressed liking that sort of concept. And I love watching movies. And I know that we haven't been able to do it together, and I know it would be more fun to, it's fun to talk about them with you, and these are movies that I've seen millions of times.
Yeah.
So it's like a renewed interest in the film because I get to talk about it with you. No, that would be so cool. I think we should do that. Romeo plus Juliet.
Romeo plus Juliet. And at least one Scream.
At least one. I feel like the first one is such a solid, like that's like the solid.
I love Scream 1. I think my second favorite is Scream 4, honestly.
Scream 4 is really good.
Scream 4 is probably my second favorite.
I think for me it goes... One, four, two. The... sixth one, three,
five.
Yeah, five is not terrible.
Sixth one yet. Five. The sixth one is Jasmine Savoy Brown, though, right?
Yeah, that's the first one with them because they did two. They did five and six. The six is the one in New York, and I honestly think that it's a pretty solid fucking movie. Like they did the sequel in New York very well. They turned a couple things on its head, and I mean, upon rewatch, I still think you can miss, like, who the killer is and everything. So I think,
I mean, we could just binge watch all the Scream movies. I would be into that.
I would be into that, too. It's a solid franchise. Like, 3 for me was always, like, my least favorite.
Yeah, I've only seen 3, like, once.
3 was, it's, like, more fun because of Parker Posey.
Mm-hmm.
She just, like...
Okay, we have to I'm so sorry, but we have to jump ship on this conversation.
I know, guys. We have to. We're going to do it. We're going to watch the screen. We're going to do it.
It's going to be fun. Maybe you'll get to watch them with us. We'll see.
Our conversations. Yeah. So to squirt on over to this A plot, fucking Ellie is trying to keep her mom. It's like.
It's so sad though, because like she wakes up at Sean's place and is like, home by 11 doesn't mean AM. Did you turn the ringer off? And then Sean looks at the phone and he's like, no, nobody called. Like your mom does not care.
Your mom doesn't care. She fell down a bottle.
She's gonna be angry about it like in patches, but like
She lost time, by and large,
getting off the couch.
She's right. She's passed out. She's in and out of, like, she doesn't always, usually she doesn't know what time it is. She doesn't know whether she's coming and going. She's wearing that same fucking shirt. Like,
all she wears is, like, oh, she doesn't own anything but salmon and baby pink.
Like, it's so fucking weird. She's like a cartoon character.
A little bit.
Her and Ellie kind of, like, it's similar to how Ellie has so many iterations of the same kind of sheer black, gauzy black.
Yeah, her wardrobe's great.
Feathered skirt black shit. So, I mean, they kind of complement each other in that they're like, yeah, I want, like, 17 versions of the same outfit. Which is fine. That's fine. I feel like that's valid. But it's also a little jarring when her mom is also an alcoholic. And this is like, is this a style choice? Or are you just like,
do you have three shirts and four skirts and a pair of pants? Yeah, no.
That's my
and
thought
that's...
the whole time. I'm so fucking concerned. I mean, I'm so fucking concerned.
Maybe.
Like... Oh, girl, is it that dire? Are you okay? No,
she's clearly not. Look at her arm.
She's clearly not okay.
She's not okay, and she's going to move in with her, like,
oh my God, the way
student
that she
welfare
says...
boyfriend who, like, means really well, but also, like, I don't know, he's, like,
doesn't fucking sweep nor mop his floors.
He doesn't sweep or mop. I don't think he has water turned on at this point.
Like, did you see the bottom of his feet, Caroline? They were black when he... I was watching it in full screen because I did one rewatch in full screen. I didn't take notes. And then I did my notes rewatch. Boo, his feet were black. And like, I'm like, oh my God, they don't have water. They don't have a broom or a mop.
It's not.
They share a bottle of 3-in-1 shampoo and conditioner and 4-in-1 and lotion.
2-year-old
loofah. Oh my gosh.
And a can of Axe body spray.
And she
but
doesn't have a brush.
Because Sean's poor. He's on student welfare.
And she hates the smell and it gives her a rash. But that's what she's got to use. Because specifically her and Ashley discuss... I rewound this scene with her and Ashley too many times to get a shots fired. The fact that like... She's like, I didn't want to use my dad's mountain ice or my dad's boyfriend's glacier, whatever. I'm like, these are really valid, like, male deodorant scents. And it hasn't changed. Why do they think men want to smell like forest and pine? But whatever. It's like...
Why do they think we want them to smell like forest or pine?
Right. What is that's not desired? Like, you need, oh, I want you to smell like you've been chopping wood in like a fragrant area. I don't know. No, I don't. And you rubbed up against a fucking pine tree. Maybe stuck a couple pine cones in your pocket. I don't want you to smell like that. Ew.
Yeah,
but
no.
It's not good look. I feel like they are, so they kind of dwell on that deodorant thing way too long, which makes me realize that, yes, she's probably sharing Sean's deodorant because the budget is too low. But they mention, Ashley's like, yeah, I don't want my dad to bring his boyfriend to this open house because they're having
it's parents' night.
It's parents' night. And it, you know, for once, because other things are going on, you know, the last time we had parents' night or parents'
it
day,
it was the whole
fucking thing. And now it's just kids. Like a drop, a line drop, and the setting, like the backdrop for the bullshit. And then we get a scene, but it's not like this is not the whole episode. It's definitely funny how much this show like gets expanded upon and like developed and shit in like three seasons. But so we know that like Ashley's nervous about the parents' night, but
last time
Ellie,
it was Toby.
Last time it was
time
Toby.
It's Ashley.
Full circle moments for similar but different reasons.
And once again, the most embarrassing parents' night display happens with Mr. Simpson.
He's always like over here taking the knee for the bullshit of the parents. At least the last time it was only mildly embarrassing. Like I don't want anyone to see my parents arguing, especially right. Not my fucking grade school teacher, high school, whatever teacher. Like, I don't want you seeing that shit. But to have your mother be like mostly either like clearly intoxicated, or she's got to be intoxicated. That's that's kind of not even the worst of it though, because of just the like the way that she is just like an asshole, and clearly out for blood, and to clothesline her own child. Essentially, his face, Simpson's face walking away, like when they walk away from that interaction, is just like, well, I am flabbergasted and disgusted and kind of confused. Like, yeah, I tried to take a screenshot of it. It went by very fast. Not even very fast. My screenshot skills were just like, I was tired. But it feels like the most embarrassing spectacle we've seen from a parent so far. I have such secondhand embarrassment for Ellie. It's not even funny. Like, yeah. I cringe so hard at her mom saying Mr. Stanton.
Yeah.
And then... like her, she's just the worst.
Like the cartoon.
It's priceless.
So I have two important notes on Mom and Ash.
Mm-hmm.
One is that like she's giving like unrefined Melly Grant.
To lovely. Me. It totally. There's also a little bit of a resemblance.
And that she's also giving, like, that, like the mom from the Babadook, but without a psychotic child.
Oh, the Babadook is so good, and the mom is fucking done in that movie. She
so
is
done.
So fucking done with that child and motherhood and all of it. Yeah. On point. The both of those are, in my opinion, very astute. And contribute to her overall performance.
Like,
because
she's
those
just,
vibes
she, like,
just
swings
heavy.
So fast. She's, like, so overacting.
Mm-hmm. She, like, the pause that, she, like, the pregnant pause, I'd like to... The pregnant pause that she took to wind up and smack the taste out of Sean's
she
motherfucking mouth.
Smack Sean Cameron.
Like, and like the bitch slap heard across the fucking world because the room was silent. not even Jay.
The pan to Jay with his
Jay
mouth.
Jay was like, ooh. The fact that that's all he could say, though, I love it, because not even Jay could come up with some bullshit line. Because he was just so fucking, like, it was just
the audacity.
So,
like, he didn't even say anything that offensive. Like, he was
did
just like,
grip
it's
her
better
up
for Ellie to be here.
He did grip
because
her up.
You are
and
a hot,
she,
drunk mess.
But that's like, that's why she was upset, because he gripped her up, in my opinion. Like, don't grab me. Stay away from me.
And my daughter.
And my daughter. Like, she is like, don't touch me, unhand me, you fucking peasant. And those are the vibes for me. It's just like, then she's like, get, unhand me, pop.
Yeah.
Pop. Do not assault your child's boyfriend. Don't assault anybody. But your child's boyfriend in front of a room of witnesses?
Right.
And other, and just in general, just like, I feel her mom is gone, and that's rock bottom. Like, that, when you bitch slap your child's boyfriend in front of a room of other children,
mm-hmm.
you are just lucky it's not the World Star era, bitch. Because you would have been on World Star before you even hit the Uber. Like, your shit would have been uploaded.
It's so ridiculous.
With the
and then
swiftness.
They get back to the house. And Ellie, where they're like showing her fucking arm. This is what it costs, mom. And like,
this is what it costs. I'm like, okay, so it's not, this is obviously serious. It's a serious issue.
It's very serious.
Ellie harming herself, and like the validity of her being able to say, this is what it costs, as she, and like, I know, I think for me that I'm just realizing that this acting was a lot better when I was rewatching it at 16 or 17, a child. Yeah, girl. The children. What this program is aimed at. Yeah. The acting was way from, it was coming better at this point for me at that time than it does now. So a lot of the acting doesn't holds up well. This does not. And I remember it differently, but it still is impactful to me in that I do believe her. I just think she's bad at emotions.
Ellie or Mama Nash? Or
Ellie. Well, Mama Nash too. She's definitely
bad at emotions.
Well,
Mama Nash is like trying, her rent is fucking due.
You've been staying here the whole time, haven't you? Haven't you? It's like the snarl. Haven't you? Eleanor,
it's
stop
so
doing that. Stop it this instant, Eleanor. And can we please talk about, I have to take it back to the fucking, to the fire. Oh, Lord Jesus, there's a fire. I have to take it back because Sweet Brown. I don't remember what year this was. I think it was maybe 2011, 2010. I don't remember. But it was a news clip. And this young lady was being interviewed about an apartment fire.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yes. She said, I woke up. I said, Lord Jesus, there's a fire. It smelled like somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, there's a fire. So I jumped up. I ain't grabbed no shoes or nothing. Jesus. And I ran out of there. I got more kindness. Ain't nobody got time for that. I very recently rewatched the fuck out of this clip, and it's so good. But everybody, like, ain't nobody got time for that. The remix is shit.
Dude, those
remixes. Used to be on point with those remixes.
Do you remember the Bed Intruder?
Yes. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
And hide your husband.
Antoine, listen, these people are internet royalty. They built this house.
What the fuck does that mean? What is Antoine Dodson doing today?
I feel like these people cleaned up their credit and like just like quietly faded into obscurity. Like, they got money off of various things. I think Sweet Brown did a number of like partnerships and stuff, like brand deals, and then got her money and quietly dipped. And I think Antoine did very similarly, got his money and dipped. But
I hope so.
I hope so too. I hope nothing but the best for these two people, because the joy that they have brought specifically to like is so off the fucking charts. But this is all I think about during this Ellie scene. Is it smelled like somebody was barbecue. Like she wakes up, she pops up, she ain't grabbed no shoes or nothing. Jesus. She really just like is so caught off guard. The fucking smoke filled hallway, her mom just so like being passed out at a kitchen table looks so uncomfortable, especially the way Ellie's mom does it.
Right?
That looks like an uncomfortable ass fucking.
That's like, how drunk she is.
That's how fucking drunk. She's going to wake up with the worst crick, but she's going to have had the best sleep. Somehow she's still getting a crick, though. But she relaxed enough to go to sleep, but not enough to, like, not get a crick in her neck because she done fucked up with that head positioning.
There was no way Ellie could have carried her ass out of that house.
No. And, like, that part I'm not mad. I think that what bothers me is, like, Ellie, clearly the pot is hot. Why are you, like, touching a hot-ass scalding pot with your hands? Boo. With your hands. It's already burning. Take a second and go get you some oven mitts, darling. Ellie started the fire. And I think I said this in another episode.
You did.
But Ellie spread the fire.
It's such a weird, what is in, it's a big ass pot. It's not.
What the fuck was she making?
It looks like she would have been, you would make like soup in this pot.
A stock pot full of like, but the soup must have burned down enough that it started the fire.
That are coming up over the.
Over lid. The pot? Over the pot.
Isn't there I guess a lid it, on it?
It, there is. Maybe it like overflowed enough to like, what but it, wouldn't it?
Are you like just cooking oil?
I guess cooking an oily ass fucking cauldron of soup. Hot, sweet. Wait, what's that? What's that soup? That Chinese soup that has a lot of oil in it that they serve at the hot and sour soup. Yep. Maybe they're cooking
Mrs.
hot
Nash
and sour
is not
soup.
Making hot and sour soup,
but in a large stock pot ass quantity.
Yeah,
probably
no.
Not.
No, it does not make any fucking sense. It doesn't make
Maybe
sense.
She's frying chicken and she fell asleep in mid frying chicken. And admittedly, that is not a good method. You do not want that deep. You do not want to fry chicken in a stock pot. You want to put stock or other soups in a stock pot, guys. PSA.
It's a weird fire, but it was like high enough it could have hit that cabinet.
I think it was fucking with the cabinet. I'm sure
it wasn't,
but she spreads it to the
Ellie
textiles. She spread it to the textiles. Like it ate up those curtains, and then it like had the fuel to
God,
eat up
Ellie
the rest
is
of the
worst.
House. She is just take a second. Her anxiety is what kind of. I think that's what we're supposed to like. And I mean, relatable. I think that's probably why I did, like, I don't know if I named it anxiety when I was younger, but like the fact that she's always so anxious and kind of on edge about, like, she makes things worse. She puts on a long John Silver, you know,
raincoat,
fucking Curious George ass raincoat, and does not wipe her eyes after being. Fucking yeah, it is a it's she definitely makes things worse with her skittishness,
yeah,
and it's just kind of the worst in this situation, because instead of standing there to process it for even another half of a second, she burns herself in the process of trying to, and unsuccessfully, like she just how are you going to get the lit? How she just doesn't think it through.
No.
She reacts in a skittish kind of frightful manner versus trying to just, and I mean, I don't know necessarily, I feel like I'd be a little bit more rational in a fire situation because honestly, it's already on fire. I need to make sure I don't get fucked up.
Right.
That's how I feel.
You need but to also, I have a fire extinguisher. Are you dealing with?
Right. Like, right. I have a fire extinguisher in my home readily available, and I'm going to use that before I'm going to fucking try to manhandle a hot ass flaming pot. Like, I'm also like in a relationship with a firefighter, so I guess I know a little bit. I was helping. I know a little bit about fire safety, a lot more than I did several months ago. And that's just the dumbest thing you could do is try to manhandle a pot that's on fire.
Yeah.
Raw dog in a pot. Not a good time. It's, do never raw dog a flaming pot, okay?
Or with your hand. Burn your house down and go live with your teenage boyfriend.
And can we talk about how Alex is just like thriving in this episode? Alex is over there living her best life at this fucking party.
Do we think that Sean made bad guacamole or Marco has never had guacamole?
I was thinking that Marco never had guacamole. But I also...
Because I feel like Sean could handle guacamole.
I feel like Sean
would really like making guacamole for Ellie because it's easy.
It's easy, and he knows she'd like it.
Everybody, it's a crowd pleaser.
It is. I think Marco just doesn't frequent guacamole, and if he's ever had it, I don't think he's ever had it. No,
yeah,
because like you know, he said it's rancid, which to me, like I know some people can interpret like acidity as like having that sort of like off rant, like you know, taste.
Yeah.
I don't, but I can tell, I can understand how some people might. Like, it's a very, you know, leaves your mouth dry when you have something with acidity in it. You got to put a good amount, I put a healthy amount of lime in my guac. I think you need to. Healthy amount. And if you're putting cilantro in there too, he's Italian. He might not be fucking with that.
Maybe he's got the soap gene.
Maybe he has the soap gene. For the longest time, I thought I had the soap gene, but I don't. I actually love cilantro. I hate parsley. I hate fresh parsley.
Okay.
It tastes like melons to me, and I don't like melons.
Interesting.
Yeah. Fun fact. Avis hates parsley. Keep it, pin that. Maybe pin that'll that. Be, maybe that'll be something.
It might be.
It might
We've
be.
We've been you known know? To ask questions about us for trivia.
We have. Put a pin in it. Put a pin in it. Body roll. But yeah, so Fargus. Why do I have to go to Fargus? Elaine's? How far away is Fargus?
I love that her mom, like an hour, I think.
That's so far.
I love that her mom is it doesn't even question like, oh, you're gonna go stay at Ashley's.
Like, not like, oh, I'm gonna verify, like her mom, like I see her eyes, the way that she like narrows them, and then kind of like the rent is due for this actress. She like narrows her eyes. She's like, I'm gonna go, when Ellie's like, I'm gonna go call Ashley right now, like wink wink, and it's like so bad because I don't know who this display is for, because if it's for her mom, you are very like unconvincing in that, like I don't think you're going to call Ashley. I don't think that your mom probably doesn't, but she's like, huh. No, the way that she like narrows her eyes and looks at her as she goes, and then kind of like, no, never mind, and like widens them again.
Yeah.
And like goes and turns back to the mirror is very much like, she's like, I wish there was another line here, but there's not. So I'm going to do all the face acting. It's so good.
It's, they have 22 minutes and they want to spend like at least 10 of them on Spinner and Manny.
So we've got, we're down at least 10 minutes. Yeah. So we've got to shoehorn the rest into like 12-ish minutes-ish. Mm-hmm. So I think this episode's like 23 minutes in length on our various streaming platform. But the actual content is like 20, if that, 21.
Can we talk about Ellie just coming home with a ferret?
With no... She had one conversation about...
That didn't... Like, she was like, we should get a pet. And Sean was like, mom should stop drinking or something. Like, Sean, this whole episode is just like, your mom's a drunk.
I was coming for your mother and he has those zingers.
I don't know.
He's so fucking angry because he cares about her, but it's like, as somebody who has had unsavory opinions about, you know, a person or two in a significant other's life, I just don't think that's necessarily, unless they're a harmful person.
Mrs. Nash is a harmful person.
I mean, okay, she Ellie knows
cuts
that
herself.
She knows that. But I feel like that's also not always your place to, like, shit actively while they're still trying to process
not,
the situation.
It's not, but he's a kid and he doesn't get the nuance of it. Like, because it is. It's hard. Well, and Sean just, like, bailed on his alcoholic parents. He was like, I'm going to get out of here.
Yes, he's like, I have fucking reservations about snip snip. Ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. Like, that's how he feels.
Remember,
I know you missed Tracker,
brother.
Remember when Sean had an emotion? Like how Ellie's mom's like, and your parents? They're right? Not here. Like
to see this fine automotive display.
He once had a brother. Fuck you. He once had a fine brother who would have not only been there, but he would have helped him cut out the little dumb cars and shit for the display.
Right.
Fucking cunt. Yeah, she's the worst. And she even, like, we have drive-by homophobia because she meets up with, after she fucking calls Mr. Simpson, Mr. Stanton, she goes out in the hallway and continues her assault on, Ashley's dad and Ashley's dad's boyfriend.
She goes on this whole thing about how, like, it must be nice to have a man, my husband's away fighting for our freedoms or whatever.
Like, and I just feel like
them being gay with each other has no bearing on the fact that your husband is off at war.
Right. She is so, how much alcohol, how many plastic bottles of vodka? Because we know she only buys half pints or gallons. We know that she doesn't buy reasonable amounts of alcohol. So is she, how many half pints did she consume before coming to the fucking parents' night? Like, because she's fucking unhinged and it's just terrible. And yeah. I think it's so generous that, Ashley's dad's boyfriend just laughs in response instead of like bitch slapping her to the sun. Because he can clearly tell something's fucking wrong with this woman.
Yeah, I think also that's kind of survival. Like, there's a degree to which you're just kind of like, yeah, haha.
Yeah, you funny. Let it roll off your back. Yeah.
No, Ms. Nash sucks.
She does. And it's more than I can express, like, how much I really want to say fuck her in this episode for how she just embarrasses Ellie. I think that's one of the worst things that you can do as a parent. It's like, embarrass your child, and not in a way that's not good natured, but embarrass your child in a way that they like will have social repercussions,
right?
And even some, like, people are going to view her differently now,
right? And it's like, not that could fuck up her friendship with Ashley,
right? Like, and her dad wouldn't be wrong to say, I don't want you to associate with that girl anymore.
I mean, he wouldn't be wrong, but I think that Robert and Christopher are
mature
enough to be right. Like,
they see that something's wrong. This
is a kid that is not in an okay situation. Her mom smells like booze. There's no doubt she hasn't been drinking that day.
Yeah, it's seeping out of her pores. There's no way that she doesn't smell like it. And I feel like, of course, it's good that she has resources, that she is not being cut off by the actions of her mother. But like, she could, if Ellie, excuse me, was not in a different situation, she could have been. It could have been a completely different shakeout for her.
Right.
The fact that she does have Sean, and the fact that she does have Ashley, and the fact that her mom does decide that, yeah, I've slapped my daughter's boyfriend in a room full of minors, I probably should go to therapy at this point. An inpatient therapy program. Like, I need to go away for a while because I don't even know how to function on a daily basis. I can't even go to an event of my child's without
causing a whole ass scene.
And causing chaos. Yeah. It's just so sad for Ellie because we know she's that character that's not going to speak up for herself.
Right.
Because of her situation. So she's just a bystander as her mom ruins her fucking life. And I'm glad that that's the rock bottom, though, that her mom realizes that, like, my actions are causing my child to hurt herself, and this has to stop. Better late than fucking never, you know?
Better late than never. I like that Sean is the one to be like, hey, look, I'm gonna sleep on the couch.
Yeah, you just had a fire.
Right.
I'm gonna sleep on the couch. So cute.
And I don't like how taken Ellie is with the fact that he cleaned out a drawer and a space in the closet and a shelf in the medicine cabinet behind the sink for her. Moving in. It's not you stay here a couple of nights a week. You are moving in. Here's a drawer.
Can we talk about
drawers does Sean need?
I love that, though, because, like, grown-ass men don't have this kind of consideration.
But it's also, like,
it's probably way more space than she requires. However, like, I just love it. I love it so much. I think that this is the point where I'm like, okay. He holds her down. She has been there for him. They have a good dynamic where they kind of are stability when the other person needs stability. And I think that's their strongest, like, you know, characteristic as a couple.
I think that Sean is stability when Ellie needs stability, but Ellie, I feel like we're about to see, is not really stability when Sean needs stability.
Well, she was previously in the transition from him going from being with Tracker to living alone, even though she did have her times where she was wishy-washy and let the parties happen. I don't know that she could have controlled that. She had to kind of let that shake out. But yeah. I do think that she, like, tried to help him stay on track with his schoolwork and was still, you know, there and consistently for, you know, trying to be there for him and trying to keep him with a sense of normalcy.
That's fair.
She definitely tried. She's not going to be going forward. It's a different story, but he also has some issues, you know, like it changes going forward. Like this is like the last kind of solid footing moment I feel like they're going to get to have as a couple that we get to see. Because rapidly we have the next coming couple episodes that are just not about them. It becomes about Sean, but it's like, by and large, their relationship, this is the peak of it, you know? And it's all sort of downhill from here. Yeah. They've already had all their best times, unfortunately. Yeah. As sucky as that is to say, I think that's kind of a good segue. Yeah. Do we have anything else to say about these fucking...
No, I'm ready to hop into segments.
Chucklehead-ass bitches.
Hey, Pasta Fam. We're headed to Smoky Mountain Fan Fest this August, where Degrassi's very own Pat Mastriani, Melissa McIntyre, and Shane Kippel will be in attendance, along with tons of other exciting non-Degrassi guests.
To aid in our journey, we're asking for donations. But in return, if you make a donation of $5 or more, we will send you a free flyer-sized Harris Tour poster at the conclusion of the fundraiser.
Two lucky donors will receive Harris Tour's posters signed by Shane Kippel himself.
If you'd like to snag yours, head on over to PayPal or Venmo. You can find us on both as @PadCast. And remember, that's P-A-H-D, cast. Make your donation of $5 or more and send an email to yourmomspadcast@gmail.com with your Venmo or PayPal name and your mailing address. And for every $5 after that first, you'll get another entry into the drawing for a signed Harris Tour poster. And as always, Patreon subscribers get double entry.
It's time, you know, of course, for my favorite corner. The fashion corner. Certainly, I feel like I had... I wouldn't even say strong fashion. I feel like I had a couple of, like, strong reactions to several outfits.
Okay, that's fair.
My first one, it's got to be Ashley in the intro, the Parents' Day scene, where she has on this, like...
dress and a denim blazer.
This blazer, and like leggings.
Same.
Leggings are calf leggings, as of course they are, and she's got scrunchy socks on and boots. And I like the scrunchy socks and boots, but I don't like the fact that this is a scoop neck jersey dress. And that this denim blazer, her collar has been starched.
Fine without the denim blazer.
It would be better because I think what's going on is it's bothering me. The collar and the scoop neck are competing because the collar is starched to high heaven.
To high heaven and back again.
Standing the fuck up at attention. She said, I'm not wearing this blazer unless I starch the fuck out of these wingtips. So it's just the worst. And it's not, I really don't like wingtips. I don't really I think they can be done well, but it's not good in this style. And her hair is not helping the situation.
I will say by comparison, like, I like her outfit all right at the car wash.
Her outfit at the car wash is way less offensive to me. Totally.
She's got, it's like a purple top with like a hot pink like writing on it.
Mm-hmm.
In like little bursts, and then like a dark khaki jacket. It's good look. Her hair's still at an awkward length, but she can't help that.
She cannot help that.
Once you go goth pixie cut, you have to go through some awkward growth stages. You just have to.
Yes. And, like, I think that's fine. I think that, like, the trial and error of, like, okay, this looks horrible on me. This looks good. Like, pink, I think it also doesn't help that this whole outfit washes her out. It doesn't. It's not very, like, none of the colors are super flattering on her. Like, black is fine, but then she pairs it with gray. And then the lightness of the denim is just not, it's doing nothing for her. Whereas, like, the pink of the shirt at the car wash scene is much more,
it gives a pop.
It's definitely, and it's in her little like sporty like rocker sort of style, and I think it works for her. I do like this style with the dress. It's just not, it's not as strong of an outfit. Definitely not. We've got a dud for me there. That's a dud of an outfit.
Can I just say across the board, the hair so far this season, really kind of on everybody, has been bad. Spike's bangs, not a cute look. Ellie's hair just looks dirty. Frankly, Paige's hair also kind of looks dirty to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's well coiffed.
I don't know what's going on.
It's like there's like a film of product on it.
I don't know what's going on with my Paige's hair this season, but I'm really not loving it. It's really, it's one of the things that makes this season, because I her hair was always so sleek and like just a different sort of look prior to this season. And this is one of the reasons that even though I love this season, it's like a bummer for me because it's such a dip in like Paige hair quality.
Yeah, the such Paige a hair dip. Quality is bad.
Marco's hair is also doing this thing where he has a lot of volume and a lot, and he has a heavy bang and like a curl, like a swirl of hair that just like does a swoop. And it's just very weird arrangement of hair. It looks like, if I didn't know that that's his hair, I would think that that's like a wig. It looks too perfect and also like fake at the same time. And we didn't address that Sean has gone platinum blonde. Because it was more noticeable in the last episode where Emma was being a cunt. King of Pain.
God, Ellie's hair is so bad.
He had just got that shit done in King of Pain. You could tell it was more bleach, like Slim Shady vibes. This is less. He's got it, I think, because he's got it all like a zigzag part or something, like feathered, like it's all sticking up a little bit differently. You can see his dark hair underneath a little bit more. So it's not as noticeable, but Ellie's hair is just the worst. It is just the absolute worst. It looks
can
like.
Can we talk about Manny's last outfit, where I feel like she's yet again, because she did it in episode three of Degrassi, but episode two, where it's giving like generic fast food restaurant, like hot dog on a stick at the mall or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's an odd choice. I don't know why they keep doing this to Manny.
I don't know why either. I did have like one of the pop outfits that I popped in a good way for me was Manny's outfit when she is carrying the bucket of supplies for the car wash.
Saving that for last, honestly, because I feel like everything else we have is bad.
I have a couple before that I wouldn't say were bad. So I liked her outfit at the car wash.
Yeah.
More specifically when she puts on the hoodie. And I think it's a nice bikini, though it's not super revealing. The color pink is nice on her, and I like the little blue hat. I will also bring up the Bobbsey twins, Marco and Ellie, for their outfits at the car wash. So Marco's got on Army Fatigue cargo pants.
Aww, with, like Ellie's dad.
Like, and flip-flops, those like, you know, thick banded, like nice quality leather looking flip-flops that probably cost a little bit of money, and like a some sort of tee, Rocker Robin or something, like a tee that a logo tee. And Ellie has on like a pleated, it's pleated in the back, it's not pleated in the front, it's like a mini skirt with just the straight, like a jean mini skirt in the front with a little fringe, but it's a Army Fatigue pleated mini skirt in the front, pleated in the back. It's weird. It's like a mullet of a skirt. And she's got on her signature little heeled boots because of course she's short, and just like a nondescript shirt. It's like they clearly planned their outfits, and they're both getting on my nerves, but it's kind of cute, I guess. And also I have to highlight that Sean's cutting the sleeves off of every shirt he owns, and I'm concerned for him. I really want to know if he needs help. Blink twice.
But no, Manny's outfit when she asks Spinner for help, that's like I feel iconic. Like Manny shining. She's got some just, cute yeah. bright yellow t-shirt with like the next primary color or like prevailing color is green. Her hair is down in this luscious half pony.
She's got her hoops.
She's got all jeans that are like hip hugger, but it's not
they're not low rise.
They're not low rise, and it's not paired with a crop top.
Right. She's just showing a little bit of like a little slice of belly. It's very cute, very like effortless, cute, flirty, sexy, very like you are coming into what you understand about like what's. Because, like, I have always been of the opinion of that when you feel good, you look good. And that's so cheesy. But, like, I really do think it's true. Mm-hmm. Like, wear what makes you comfortable because that is what's going to, like, make you shine. Like, you're actually going to feel, like, an inner confidence because I feel like I'm not going to wear fabric or anything that's, like, itching me or, like, I have to move a lot or, like, I hate feeling itchy in my clothes. That's why I wear a lot of cotton. I hate, like, tags. I tear the tags out of all of my clothes. So when I feel comfortable and I've got on a cute outfit and I've got no tags in that bitch and it just was washed so it's all soft against my skin, I'm like, oh, nobody can tell me anything about myself. I am moisturized. I am a feminine goddess. And it's like, that's what Manny looks like. She's like, I am literally walking around carrying a bucket full of sponges and a squeegee mop and I look fly.
Yeah, like, no, it's very effortless. It's
a little platform sandals. Outfit. Yeah,
and to round it out with one more really bad outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Paige's fucking scarf.
It's terrible. It looks like she's an exchange student from like.
It's like very pale pink, and like
somewhere pretentious.
Pale green, with like a darker pink logo. It's made to look high fashion. I don't know if it is. And it's just
yeah,
tied so tightly around her neck. It's like a little ascot.
It's like, it is. I think that's kind of what she was going for, but it's not it giving. Like, I'm all for gender bent like fashion. Like, I think fashion is for everybody. I love when. You know, women wear more masculine like staples. I just don't think this isn't it. This is not it, Paige Boo. This isn't it. Go rock your mini vest. That's more your brand. This is not that. This looks like a secretary of in a big corporate office who was getting necked last night by her fucking boss and now has to walk around with this horrible garish thing on. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
it's not my page. And I just want do they want us to think she was cheating or something?
Right. And I don't think they do, because that would come back up, and it has not, and it will not.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't. They never mention it. Yeah,
moving on from fashion, I've got some Heather Sinclair to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So we do see Scooter Girl at the car wash, but I have been thinking lately about somebody posted in one of the groups the like confirmed this is Heather Sinclair shot that we get in the yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we don't see much of her at all, but we see enough that like, I don't think it is Scooter Girl. She doesn't have the same head shape. She doesn't really have the same body shape. And, like, her hair is a more layered haircut.
The way you said, I don't think this is Scooter. Her head shape is different.
It is. So I kind of think that the girl in the red bikini top might be Heather Sinclair. Like,
okay. But, like, Work It Girl, Cover Girl, that girl looks like she could be Kirsten Dunst stand-in on the
Brady. She also could be Heather Sinclair.
I think so. I think that's pretty solid, a conjecture.
From there, do you want to head on over to the where the shots are fired?
Yes. Let's go fire some shots.
Pew, 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 pew. Shots fired.
I have a number of them. However, I do concede that I said some during our deep dive. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to kind of try to just...
I'm not going to lie. I watched this episode very late last night.
Mm-hmm.
I have 5.
Okay. How about you do yours? And then I'll fill in.
Okay. So my first one is when Mrs. Nash says to Ashley's dad and boyfriend, she's talking about, oh, wait, can you gays join the military now? And she's like, I get it. You redecorate the enemy into surrendering.
Yeah.
Which was a bad joke.
It was a terrible joke.
It's giving Fox News. Or not Fox News, but like Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, she's whatever that worst. Was at
the time.
She's the worst.
When Ashley says Spinner has a point, and his automatic response, because it's Ashley, is who asked you? When yes. Sean says they get back from like Ellie's house post fire, and he's just like, my clothes stink after yes. being at your place. Like, it's such an unnecessary so comment. Petty. It's not even, it feels like one of those, like, they have to give Sean a line, but they don't know what to have him say. So they're just like, the apple's got fish stuff in them.
Right. Like, at least, like, but now that, at least that was funny. Now it's like, Sean here for your crotchety old man comment. Like.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yes. Spinner saying of Ashley that any more bitter and she'd be a lemon. Which I feel like is too like, I don't know, probably Spinner's grandmother says that or something.
Right, he stole that. He stole that, surely.
And then my last one is when Jay's like, oh, so it's actually a bon voyage, see you later, thanks for all the sex party.
Oh my gosh, Jay's the worst.
He's my problematic fave.
He is mine too. You know that I have like a soft spot for Jay. But
he's
also
funny as fuck. I'm sorry.
But also, Jay, why do you have to do this? Why do we have to continue to like your menace days are you know, they're in full force. But so yeah. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, so I still have, was that your last one?
Yeah.
Okay, so I still have some. Okay, so I have Sean in the beginning saying, snuggling up with a few empty bottles in response to, like, Ellie saying she probably fell asleep watching the same dumb movie we did.
Yeah.
Come on. You don't have to say shit like that. You really just don't have to say shit like that. Ashley saying, yeah, well, you know what else gives me a rash? That my dad's bringing his boyfriend to the open house today.
It's giving homophobic, Ashley.
Low-key. Not good. I have Sean saying she'd crack open a third bottle for the evening. He's so petty in this fucking episode.
He has no sympathy for Ellie's alcoholic mom.
None. I have Ellie's mom saying, after Simpson says this the course is very intense and centered on, and she cuts him off and she's like, media, computers. Yeah, I get it. Tell me, do you sign every project in pairs? And Mr. Simpson's like, well, no, actually. And she's like, thought so. Well, it was very nice to meet you, Mr. Stanton. Like, I don't know. It's just like coming, like, she didn't have to talk to that man like that. And it's very, like, it's very rude.
It's giving, very rude and unnecessary.
And
poor Archie's like, I don't want to get my student in trouble with her mom.
Right. Like, can we please, like, can we not do this? I have Ellie's mom saying, partners, huh? Do you run a business or is it pairs figure skating?
She's horrible. She's horrible.
Fucking worst. And Sean saying, I live alone, and Ellie's mom saying, not lately. Midnight study sessions, dawn tutorials. Sometimes I can't even remember what Ellie looks like.
Bitch, that's because you're drunk.
That's because you drunk with that plastic bottle vodka. Sean saying, look, I care about her, okay? Ellie's mom saying, not okay. Ah.
Baba Duke.
So sorry. I don't know what the energy is right now. I have Jimmy in response to Craig saying they'll play a gig when they're hot in the 23rd century. I have Spinner saying, dude, it's a car wash. We're not opening for Kid Elric at the Dome.
Right.
And I have Jimmy saying, okay, well, unless you want to wash, I'd bounce.
And he's not fucking around with Rick. He's like, no.
He's like, I'm really not fucking around with you, man. Like, I really don't fucking like you.
Alexa, play Euphoria.
Oh my gosh.
Alexa, stop.
Oh shit. Alexa, don't do that. yeah, that was my last one because we said my other one during live, and I think that one's funny the way I said it in there. So I am done with my shots fired. This was a very prolific shots fired episode.
It had some bangers.
It did. I can't be angry. I was so fucking tickled the whole time. Considering the other subject matter, you know.
So who shines in this episode? I'll give it to Sean.
I will. Okay, so in my opinion, I have respect for Sean and his. Even though he's dropping the mark some. Yeah, he is truly like dropping the ball on a lot of, like the sensitivity of the matter. Like, you could be like, you could truly be but so Sean much more is sensitive. Doing
the best that he can with the tools that he has.
He is doing the best that he can with the tools that he has. And I really think that that's
enough for me right now.
Yeah, like, he's trying. He's a kid. He's never going to get it 100% right. But I think his heart is in the right place. He feels like he is really making efforts to, like, to express to Ellie, I want you here because this is a safe place for you. I want you to be safe. I will, like, it's not about what I'm getting out of it. It really is a good, like, his heart is in the right place. And I have love for that. And he shines for that. I can't say that I'm super, excited by the way that he treats her in terms of like the emotional component, but we can't, like I said, we can't have the perfectness, but he shines. He's still a 16-year-old kid.
I don't know that there's really anybody else that I want to give shining star status to.
So no. If I'm going to be honest, it's Sean, and that's because Sean really has been holding her down. Like, I wouldn't say that anybody else had a moment where I'm like, oh, they are putting their best foot forward, and because Manny's a dick. You know, she has a big feature in this episode, and she's not great. I don't really like Ellie in terms of, I don't know if she shines. Not that I don't like her, sorry. I don't know that she shines.
No, she doesn't shine. Yeah, nobody else really shines. And I will say, it's mm-hmm. not a shining star at all. It's not even really a footnote. Yeah. She's a super bummer.
Yeah.
And shout out to Mrs. Nash for ultimately being like, I'm fucking over my kid. I'm going to go to rehab.
Yeah, she doesn't. Right. Like, I'm not giving her like a cookie, but I think that she deserves that. Like, you came you needed to come around, and I'm glad you came around for the sake of your child. And like, safety in your own home cannot be under, especially as a
that
kid.
That whisper,
like,
finally came to a scream, and she heard the scream.
That whisper finally. I'm done. Yeah, no, that's what it's. It is a nice. It's hope for Ellie. I feel like she can leave this episode feeling like she has some control over her environment, and she is able to regulate herself and not worry about her mom throwing herself down a bottle. Like, it's important for Ellie to be in a safe, stable place right now. And I, at least for a couple episodes, that will be the case. So, yeah, no, I think that Mrs. Nash can get little honorable, like, nod. I won't even say mention.
It's not, it's an acknowledgement of the growth. She's starting to do the work. We respect that. She's still a super fucking bummer.
Gross. Oh, yeah, episode. She's the worst, but she's still...
And her acting is like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, Mrs. Nash. Who else is a bummer? Spinner's a bummer. Manny's a bummer.
Yeah, so Spinner, Manny, I'm gonna throw Ashley in there for the probable casual homophobia.
Yep.
Clearly Mrs. Nash, because she is by and large the villain of this episode.
I'm gonna give Ashley a maybe, because we could also show Ashley some of the grace that I have ultimately failed to show Ellie. Mm-hmm. And say that it may have nothing to do with them being gay and still have everything to do with Christopher is the person that her dad cheated on her mom with. Christopher is the person that he left her family for.
That's fair. I think I have like an issue with it's fair. It's fair. I think really just
it could still be the homophobia.
It possibly, but I really do think that it's fair enough that it could be a combination of those other things. And none of them would make me excited to have somebody coming to a function of mine. But yeah, I think that we can put a bit. She's not that bad in that she still is like mature enough to be like, okay, we're still gonna, I voted for the car wash. I'm not gonna go back on it now. Cause she, like, I don't know, season two, Ashley might have been like,
we're not
doing that because I didn't know and you've tricked me, blah, blah. So yeah, she's grown some too. I think that's it. We didn't mention it in the deep dive, but we did briefly see Emma and Spike. This episode.
Spike's bad at math.
Spike is bad at math.
And polynomials are hard.
They just must be. That was a fun thing that they just had to get Emma in this episode. We could not see Emma. She had to be there. But it's like literally 15 seconds and it's done. So yeah, I think that's it. I really don't have anybody of note. Hazel was getting squirted half the fucking scene at the car wash. We barely saw her. Saw Jimmy for like a second or two. So we don't, you know, we don't really have as many major players as far as like the super bummers and shining stars. So I think we covered those.
And that brings us to the final question, then.
Does it go there?
Does it go there?
Does it go there?
We've got house fires. We've got teens shacking up and living in sin. We've got Ellie on the verge of cutting again. We've got homophobia. We've got infidelity, or like the flirting with infidelity.
Yeah, the beginnings of possible infidelity. Yeah, it's going there. It's going
it goes there.
There. Yeah, goes there.
It's not the goingest, veriest episode this season by any means, but it still goes there.
It does.
The gozy theresiest.
We have not yet hit the maximum gozy theresiness.
That was a choice.
It sure the fuck was.
Anyway, yeah, it goes there. Thanks for listening to Your Mom's Podcast. Join us next week to watch Spinner be even worse in Islands in the Stream.
As if it were possible, but it is.
This episode of Your Mom's Podcast was made possible in part by Dark Eyes Vodka, the Spirit Squad, and support from listeners like you. Boom. We'd like to take a moment to thank our Patreon subscribers, Margot Mancini,
Evie Piscini,
Miranda Bickers,
Octavia Faith,
and June Bard.
And a special thanks to our Titty Snake producers, Alika Fenderson
and Corey Newton.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Ew, I hate how I said thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to further support our show, you can find us on TikTok and Facebook as Your Mom's Podcast. We also have a Facebook group of the same name. And you can find us on Instagram at YMPadcast. Your Mom's Podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscriptions and reviews are another great free way to support us. However, if you're interested in supporting us in not free ways, we have a lot of great bonus content on our Patreon, and some great merch at our shop, which can be found at your-moms-podcast-shop.forthwall.com. And remember, that's Padcast. PAHDCAST. Thank you.